Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Faith is like a seed planted in your heart and your mind. At the appointed time, God will give you a mega harvest of what you need just when you need it.
Hallelujah. Colossians 2, verse 7 in the New Living Translation says, "Let your roots grow down deep into him, and let your lives be built on him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth that you were taught, and you will overflow with thankfulness.
Hallelujah. Here are seven guaranteed ways to strengthen your faith. Number one, feed your faith through the Word. F.F. Bosworth said, "Faith begins where the will of God is known." Now, there are a number of other folks who said that, but we did the research. It was first done by Brother Bosworth. Actually passed in 1958. Let me say it again. Faith begins where the will of God is known. How do you know the will of God?
Well, the Message Bible translation of Psalm 34, verse 8, I love this, says, "Open your mouth and taste, open your eyes and see how good God is. Blessed are you who run to him." And in Psalm 119, verse 103, in the Message Bible, it says, "Your words are so choice, so tasty. I prefer them to the best home cooking. With your instruction, I understand life."
Wow, that's two great verses. By feeding on the Word, we never have to wonder or worry about what to do next, because the Word of God is alive.
Amen.
Number two,
exercise your faith by your actions. Here are seven keys to exercising your faith.
First, what do you do in life? What you do in life will be a reflection of what you've learned. John 8:38, Classic Amplified Bible. "I tell the things which I've seen and learned in my Father's side, and your actions also reflect what you've heard and learned from your Father."
Second, our greatest desire should be for our deeds to reflect his instructions. Psalm 119, verse 5 in the New Living Translation says, "Oh, that my actions would consistently reflect your decrees."
Third, faith must be in action or it will always be inactive. One or the other. James 2:17 in the Classic Amplified. "So also faith, if it does not have works, deeds, and actions of obedience to back it up, by itself is destitute of power, inoperative, dead."
Fourth, it's a team effort. Faith, knowing that God's word is true, and actions which unleash faith into the natural realm. In James 2:22 in the New Living Translation, it says, "You see, his faith and his actions work together. His actions made his faith complete."
Fifth, you will be rewarded for the actions you take and consequences where you don't take action. Proverbs 24:12, New Living Translation. "Don't excuse yourself by saying, 'Look, we didn't know.' For God understands all hearts, and he sees you. He who guards your soul knows you knew. He will repay all people as their actions deserve." That kind of makes you want to tighten up a little bit.
There you go. And sixth, our commitment to bring glory and honor to his name will automatically bring success to ours. Proverbs 16:3. Proverbs 16, verse 3 in the New Living Translation says, commit your actions to the Lord and your plans will succeed.
Seventh, you will be paid for your faithful actions. Revelation 22:12 in the Classic Amplified Bible. Behold, I'm coming soon, and I shall bring my wages and rewards with me to repay and render to each one just what his own actions and his own work merit.
Now that'll also make you think.
Yes, it will. Number three, speak to your faith to make it grow.
2 Corinthians 4, verse 13 in the Good News Translation says, the scripture says, I spoke because I believed. In the same spirit of faith, we also speak because we believe.
You know, honey, well, you and I know from our experiences that there are times when we will speak about things of faith before they ever manifest in the natural realm.
That's right. And Romans 4:17, I like this one too. I love so many scriptures. 4:17 in the Classic Amplified Bible. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. That's talking about Abraham. Before him whom he believed, even God who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. You know, they didn't ever feel, Abraham and Sarah never felt like they could have a child. They were well past age. But God quickeneth the dead and calleth those things that be not yet as though they were.
I want you to get this next sentence kind of down inside of you. Your boldness in your faith will open doors of opportunity for you. Let me say it again. Your boldness in your faith will open doors of opportunity for you. Hallelujah.
Fourth, free your faith from negativity. The word negative isn't really in the King James Version of the Bible. However, when I think about the word negative, I'm reminded of the word doubt. And in Matthew 21, verse 21 in the New Living Translation, it says, then Jesus told them, I'll tell you the truth. If you have faith and don't doubt, you can do things like this and much more. You can even say to this mountain, may you be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and it will happen.
You may be thinking, well, how do I get rid of doubt or negativity?
We can make a practice of putting into practice James 4:7. James 4:7 says, submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
And it says will, doesn't say might, could, should. It says he will.
And we can count on it.
Flee from you, yes.
And be counting on it. That's our faith in action. In John 10:17 in the New King James Version, it says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We've just quoted that one recently.
Yesterday, I think.
I think so. Or.
But it is something that needs to be quoted and confessed every day.
Mm-hmm.
Number five, believing the impossible as possible. Never let fear of the unknown or untried prevent you from doing what appears at first to be impossible, when in reality, it's possible.
Luke 1:37 in the Classic Amplified Bible. It's a classic for sure. For with God, nothing is ever impossible, and no word from God shall be without power or impossible of fulfillment.
With God, nothing's impossible. Well, there is one thing. It's impossible to please God without faith.
Mm, wow. The Classic Amplified Translation of Hebrews 11:6. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith it is impossible to please and be satisfactory to him. For whoever would come near to God must necessarily believe that God exists and that he is the rewarder of those who earnestly and diligently seek him out. You know, honey, in Jeremiah 17:10, Jeremiah 17:10 in the New Living Translation, it says, "But I, the Lord, search all hearts and examine secret motives. I give all people their due rewards according to what their actions deserve."
Number 6, share your faith with others. Do you want to know how you can understand and receive every blessing God has for you? The answer is found Philemon 1:6, in God's Word translation, where it says, "As you share the faith you have in common with others, I pray that you may come to have a complete knowledge of every blessing that we have in Christ." I love that. Every blessing we have in Christ.
Hallelujah. And 1 Chronicles 16:8 says, "Give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people." And the Message Bible translation of that scripture says, "Thank God, call out his name, tell the whole world who he is and what he's done, sing to him, play songs for him, broadcast all his wonders."
Honey, those last four words, broadcast all his wonders. That's what we're to do. That's what we're to do.
Hallelujah.
Every day. Number 7, discuss your faith frequently with your manufacturer. Now, our manufacturer created an instruction manual for each of us to survive and thrive in any and every situation, circumstance, and problem, adversity that we face. Here's a revelation. If we don't read and study the manual, the instruction manual, the Bible, then we'll continually have problems all the days of our natural-born lives.
Have you ever noticed that in the natural, what's the last thing people want to do? Read the instructions. So we need to be learning that fact. We need to read the instructions. 2 Timothy 3:16-17. "All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works."
If something is profitable, it's going to be beneficial. The word profitable in Strong's Concordance is from a Greek word that means profitable advantage. If we want to have advantages in life, then we need to understand our instruction manual, God's holy word. Every answer to every problem we face is in the book. One of God's generals, Smith Wigglesworth, said, "I'm not moved by what I see. I'm not moved by what I feel. I am moved only by what I believe." And Brother Wigglesworth also said, "Fear looks, faith jumps. Faith never fails to obtain its object. If I leave you as I found you, I am not God's channel. I am not here to entertain you, but to get you to the place where you can laugh at the impossible."
That is an incredible quote.
Hallelujah. Now it's time for each of us to take what we've heard and read and begin to make our faith grow even stronger than it's ever been before.
Amen. And today's a new day to start doing just that.
Hallelujah. If you've been blessed by the teaching, go to haroldherring.com. Up at the top where it says sow a seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. Check out this week's 2-minute video while you're there. And join us again tomorrow morning. And until that time, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.